You're listening to an Irreverent Podcast. Visit Irreverent FM for more content from our friends.
So we're listening to the tracks.
Yeah.
And then we talk after. Or can we talk during it too?
We can.
Nice.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is Janice Legata, and this is a bonus episode of God Has Not Given. On Friday, September 17th, 2021, Lil Nas X released his first album, Montero. And that afternoon, I sat down with my friend and fellow artist, Daniel Tatro, to listen to it and talk through it. So that's what this is. The album is 15 tracks, 14 songs, and one interlude, coming in at 41 minutes. But we played the album like Uno. We each had two skips we had to use and one reverse we could choose to use if we wanted to, all in an attempt to get the album down to half an hour, the top 10 tracks. So pull up a chair, and if you can, pull up the album on another platform and listen for the cues for when to press play on the videos for the songs that have them and the regular tracks for the rest. Or use the timestamps to skip around and find out which tracks we skipped, and to hear us talk about heaven, fame, immortality, prosperity, pronouns, representation, artistry, how Beyoncé and Frozen remind us we weren't always so enlightened, and more. It's all about the album, but it's also all very usual for Daniel and I. So, welcome to our beautiful minds, and welcome to Montero. Any initial thoughts?
So many thoughts. I mean, can we talk about the release, I guess? Because that is how you do a release. Like, that is... Wow. I thought he might do, like, a Beyoncé-style...
visual album.
...deal, like a visual album. But I'm actually kind of glad that he didn't, because I feel like every video has so much to digest that I kind of needed, like, a little space between them. I also wonder if he's going to come out with more videos, but... Have you seen these little visual 3D model things, like, for the songs that don't have videos?
No.
Like, he has this little loop, like, similar to what he posted on his Instagram for different songs, like him flying through space.
Yeah.
It's a loop of something like that, like a CGI version of him
for
all the songs that don't have videos. So I was wondering if that's just filler for now, but... Regardless, stunning release. Like,
well, talking about the visuals, I think about it now. I'm like, oh, this is 1,000% up your alley.
Oh my gosh! Like, are you kidding me? There's so many points of the release. I mean, first of all, this cover is crazy. Like, the saturation, it just looks like a Disney film.
It does, yeah.
Which I love. It's the whole concept. His style is very, like, Disney meets Marvel meets Lil Nas X, I guess. Which, any world building for me, that's, like, I'm sold.
Right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
My initial thoughts on the album, like, I've been excited about it coming out, and I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
For myself. Like, if you had asked me this time last year.
Oh, yeah. Like, same.
Will you be excited about Lil Nas's album? I'm like, what? For what? Why?
Why?
I didn't feel one way or the other about him.
He makes bops. Like, it's like, okay, he's made a few bops.
Yeah. Which didn't mean anything to me. Literally yesterday, for the first time, saw the Old Town Road video and heard the song all the way through. Like, I'd never... And even since Montero, since he started hyping this album, I still, like, felt no compulsion to go back.
It feels like a past... life or something. I don't know if he thinks about it like that. Like the Old Town Road Lil Nas X versus like the Montero one.
He kind of referenced it a little bit in that.
He does a little bit.
In that YouTube thing, like the Montero show.
Ah, nice.
The host of that show keeps trying to ask him about Old Town Road.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's like 3 years ago. I've done, you know, so much since then.
Yeah. And he kind of talks about that idea comes up a lot in the album too. Like, you guys all thought I was going to be a one hit.
Right.
Wonder kind of thing, like...
Right.
This is, like, next level.
Which I wonder if he would have been, like, had he stayed within his packaging.
Right.
Like, if he hadn't come out.
True.
And hadn't...
Yeah, that's
been
a good question.
Free to himself, like, I wonder.
That's a really good question.
And speaking of that, that's, like, perfect to go into the first track, which is Montero, Call Me By Your Name. First glimpse to this album... And to this phase
right.
of Lil Nas X. So any thoughts on Montero before we listen to it?
Well, I think I listened to it several times before I realized Montero is actually his name. I did not know that for a long time. Yeah, I mean, I can't not see the visuals for this when I listen, which there's so much to talk about those. But
do we want to watch the visuals of the ones that happened?
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can't not see them, actually. I also feel like he's the kind of artist where it's almost like two different songs. Like, the song and then the video are like two different messages, and then you kind of have to integrate them. Like, I feel like some artists are kind of more straight. Like, maybe a Janelle Monáe song, she'll talk about, like, robots in her song or something. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you can just listen to her song and almost visualize something. Whereas you would never know he had this fantasy world,
right,
devil vibe going on. Like, he mentioned the devil a few times in his music, but
cue off the video for track number one, Montero, Call Me By Your Name.
Unless we had seen it,
yeah,
I wouldn't have pictured this, I don't think. I think that's interesting about him.
Press play now.
If Eve ain't in your garden, it's like, oh, you do see that Garden of Eden kind of imagery.
Right.
But, like, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This Disney film. So we're watching and listening now.
Yep.
He's got the seductress behind the tree.
Yep. And I never noticed in the back, like, the kind of like the Acropolis, like the,
like the skyline there?
Like the pillars and stuff. So it's like it's already the Roman Empire kind of stuff.
Oh.
Like.
Got you. Yeah, it looks like an abandoned.
Yeah.
Or destroyed, like, Colosseum or something. Do you know what this inscription...
I forget what it was.
Yeah, I've forgotten this too.
It is a Greek phrase that translates to, after the division, the two parts of man, each desiring his other half.
I love this scene with him bringing himself to judgment in this Colosseum, judging himself.
Yep.
As so many queer people,
like,
do.
They're in blue, so it's like all the more masculine, but it's like you're all still very feminine.
Right.
Like... And it's like he was going, and then he chose not to.
Up to heaven, and decided to pull dance down. I love that it's also... It's a different outfit, obviously, but, like, he's still got this, I don't know. It's like, either way he goes, he's using the same elements here.
Yeah.
The necklace. Lap dancing the devil. Yeah, this devil is dead in the face. I'm very impressed by his physical ability. He's a gymnast. He's got the wings.
He's got the wings.
And the stolen horns.
So he can go wherever he wants.
Yeah.
So that is track number one.
Oof.
Montero.
Montero. Yeah, I feel like there's been so much good discussion of it. I don't know. It's just so well done, the way he twists the whole... Yeah, he just uses it. And he's like, you guys want me to be scared of hell? Actually, look what happens when I go down there.
Yeah.
Like, have fun with it and take it over.
Like this anything, idea. Hell should be scared of me.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody needs to fear anything or anybody at all.
Like, yeah, right. Right. What is there even to be scared of?
Yeah.
That whole idea. And, yeah, it's like the, I mean, honestly, the whole stadium that's, like, shaming him is, it's got more of, like, the heavenly vibe. I don't know. It's more, like, bright and...
No, yeah, like, it's
sunshine and light and, like, the gold chain that he was wearing when he was going up to heaven was the same one that everyone else had on, like, that necklace thing. And it's like, you guys actually stoned me, the heavenly crew, almost.
Yeah. And because, like, he was ascending to heaven.
Yeah.
And it's not like the angel stopped him.
Right.
It's like, no, that pole came up, and it's like, no, he chose.
Yep.
Nah, I'm gonna... But, I mean, that's kind of... If heaven is real, do I want to be there with these people?
Right.
Like, with these people who would have killed me. Like,
right. Yeah. Like, this was literally killing me. And for so many people, it literally is killing them. The anxiety, the stress of, like, being in the closet or being queer and not having any support.
Right. Yeah. So do I want to be there with you?
Yeah.
Forever?
Not these same people. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll take my chance with the devil. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting conversation. Like, what happens when we go to the next place, if it's heaven? Do we, let's say we all get in, and you have beef with some of the people in there? Do you suddenly, like, lose that? Lose all the experiences? And just interesting to think about what that actually means.
Yeah. I mean, because I would hope...
That dichotomy of heaven and hell.
If heaven is, and if it is as sold to us, and it's like, yeah, okay, everybody's there. Then, I mean, everybody's there. So, like, I could have beef with you and hopefully never see you again. Like,
true.
Why?
Right.
Why would I have to be in community with you? Yeah.
Yeah.
But having said that, like, if you are the people who killed me and this is what heaven is about, maybe we all end up as Satan, because maybe we end up with our little group over here and we're like, I actually don't like anybody here.
I'm oof,
actually,
yeah.
Like, not having
right.
that good a time here. Y'all want to go?
This wasn't for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if heaven, especially for queer people, if heaven is like this giant version of church down here, like, ew. Yeah. Why would most queer people want to go?
Right.
To that.
And especially if, you know, I think before, you know, that verse, I don't even know if I've ever even seen it, but I think there is a verse about, you know, heaven, there being no marriage in heaven.
Right, right.
You know, and so there was this idea that there's like no, there's no sex in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, oh, we're all just best friends. But then now I'm like, no, I think there's probably no marriage in heaven, because who needs like a worldly legal contract? But like, relationships can still be whatever.
Right.
So the idea of, you know, people being stripped of their sexuality.
Right.
That's horrific.
Like, yeah.
You know, this idea that, oh, we're all going to get up there and conform to whatever we think the norm was.
Like, right.
And that's also us very, very modern day, because we think the sexual ethics of the day have always been. And it's like, it's not true.
No.
So, yeah, like, I don't want to be in heaven if I'm going to be stripped of anything.
Right.
Because then I wouldn't be in heaven. Like, that's not... I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But it's not me.
Right.
So, again, God, annihilate me. I sign up for...
don't let me in. Don't let me in like that. Don't
like
strip
that.
Me of everything. Right. I mean, because it's...
If you are going to annihilate my personality...
Gonna, yeah.
The things that made me, like, I would still... I like being a woman. I would very much like to be a woman in heaven. I would like to be black. I would like to be me.
Right.
Right? So I would think, you know, trans people would like to be what they are.
Right.
You know, in heaven.
Yeah.
So, like, if you are going to strip us of the things that made us who we are, or conform us to what, you know, society thought we should have been when we were here, hard pass.
It makes up so much of us. I mean, there's... for all the self-shame I've had on myself, like, as a queer black man, I would never want to give that up.
Right.
In the next whatever, because it informs so much of how I've seen the world down here.
Right. And if you are going to strip everybody of everything, then honestly, what was the point?
Yeah. Why did you let us have anything at all? Why did you give us these designations at all? Why did,
right.
You know?
You could
just, why are we what we are?
Skipped all the middleman stuff.
Like right,
just,
right.
Just create the souls that you wanted, keep them there with you.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, problem solved.
Yeah.
We never had to be here. Like, so.
Great points. These are great points. I hope that he expands on this whole Garden of Eden mythology as sort of the... Well, I really like that it's like he has this central world, Montero, I guess, and then he can kind of, like, zoom out to... or teleport himself out to somewhere else, which is, like, an extension of his world, but this is, like, the center. So I hope we get to see more of, like, this center world. Because I think for, like, Industry Baby and... It's like he jumps out to the prison. At one point, he jumps out to the Montero College. And there's one where he's, like, sitting in the center of a room or something, and then he makes all these portals. Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, heaven, prison, Taco Bell. In the latest video, like, football. I'm like, it's all
football, yeah.
Honestly, like, these toxic places. And I'm like, when heaven and prison are, like... Yeah, kind of these things you've been sentenced to.
Ooh,
and that you are making your own.
Yeah.
Kind of reclaiming toxic places and things.
Yeah.
Oof,
love it.
All right,
off to a good start.
Cue up track number 2, Dead Right Now.
Dead Right Now. I would play it.
Let it play. I'm good with it, yeah.
Nice.
Off the top of my head, this is relationship, ex.
It's
kind of like you were dead.
Exactly.
You were dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Right.
Stop trying to hit me up like you used to hit me up.
Yes.
Like, don't act like we were always close.
Right.
Now that I'm famous, you're hitting me up, but I'm just going to act like you're dead to me.
You're dead right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of the premise.
All right, let's go.
Press play
it.
Now.
Right. I have to say, and these might be like our 2 to 4 skips, but I feel like every song could be on the radio, pretty much. Every song feels like a bop I could hear.
Yeah. It's...
on the radio.
Yeah. Like, at some point, I want to talk about, like, what genre is this?
Yeah.
And, like, in the best possible way, even though this is such a reductive and kind of almost insulting thing, I'm like, this is a pop album.
Very much so.
Like, it is.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a mix of genres, but feels like it's very pop.
Because I'm like, this, like you say, it could be on the radio.
Whatever pop means, but like pop is basically, it can be on the radio. It's what's popular
it's
now.
It's popular, yeah.
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 He's got like a... I feel like he talks a lot about his mom in this song.
He talks about both his parents.
He does.
Like, throughout. And then I was thinking, I was like, you know, I actually know nothing about his family, like his upbringing, like...
I was wondering that in respect to his religious upbringing.
Yeah.
Too, but I believe his parents were divorced.
Even this, I'm like, oh, hallelujah! Didn't even.
Yeah, I love that like choiry thing going on.
Yeah.
I think his parents were divorced. I don't know at what point in his life. That's all I really know. I think he made music with his brother, like in the beginning, maybe like right before Old Town Road times. But yeah, I don't know much more than that.
I do not know his origin story.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no, More mom drama?
I know.
What is it with the moms?
I know. Mom drama seems to be going around.
What is it?
I always make up a story in my head, but I have no idea how close it is to reality. But he has a good mix of, like, I mean, anyone who gets famous, this famous, that fast, like, there's gonna be stuff that comes with it. I feel like he has a nice mix of those songs in there, like, I got famous real fast.
Yeah.
This has been hard because...
Right. Because people wanna come around, right?
Yeah. Right. I like it.
It wasn't skippable,
mm-hmm.
but like it's not. I also wouldn't reverse.
Fair.
It's fine.
Fair. Fair. I don't know. I felt like it changed the tone real quick on the album. It's like, oh, you're going to talk about some real stuff.
Yeah.
Too. So it's a nice, like, second song.
Yeah. Like, it's solid.
Yeah.
Solid track.
Cue up the video for track the number next. 3, Industry Baby.
Industry Baby.
Thoughts?
I love this song. I love it. I love the video, but also just love the sound of it. The production, the lyrics, just the flow of it. Jack Harlow's, his, like, Industry Baby gets all the...
I love it.
All the acclaim for me.
I love it. I'm with you. I love the song. I love, same, production, like those little trumpety things. He does that in a couple songs. Where it makes it just feel really, like, regal, and, I don't know, a little bit, I guess it harkens back to, like, Roman, I don't know what period uses, like, those horns like that, but
yeah,
feels like kings and queens time.
Very, like, triumphant.
Yeah.
And I love also, it. Like, very, it's, like, very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that it's super just, like, kind of like dead right now. It's like, oh, like you wanted, you know, oh, is he trying to come back? And it's like, you were never really rooting for me anyway. Like,
yeah.
This is very, nah, I'm out here.
Right.
Doing what I was born to do.
Right.
And, oh, now you want to come along? Now you have something to say?
Right.
Like, who cares?
Yeah. I think he said that recently in some interview I watched. He was talking about people hating on him, but he's like, it's the same idea. Like, you guys were never going to watch my stuff. Why are you coming over here with something to say?
Right. Yeah.
You don't even want to watch this. Like.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
This was never for you.
Right.
I don't miss you. And you honestly don't miss me. Like.
Yeah. It's like what? People, I guess parents talking about his music being out there and their kids seeing it or whatever, seeing his videos. And he was like, my song is called Industry Baby. So if you're typing in baby shows, it might come up, but...
Right, but also...
Like, there's an advisory on the music, so...
And all this, like, responsibility being put on him. Like,
yeah.
That's what your kids...
Oh, yeah.
What? That's not his responsibility.
Yeah.
And also, like, what are you really afraid of them saying? Because little kids honestly miss most things. Don't you ever look back on something that you saw as a kid, loved as a kid, and you're like, that
shouldn't
joke?
Have seen that. Yeah.
Right over my head.
Oh, yeah.
I do not remember
right.
that being in this.
You're like, oh, wow.
Right.
That's actually a pretty funny joke.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah.
I did not get it. It's like kids see things and they understand at the level that they understand.
Right.
If they see something... Unless you're attaching value to it.
Yeah.
But I think that's the worry. It's like, yeah, you are worried about kids being influenced because they will look at this. And like, oh, yeah. Some guys like guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, you don't want people to know that.
Right. Yeah.
That lets all the fear and separation thrive and, yeah.
Right. Because otherwise, what are you afraid of? Your kids are going to want to go to prison? Like, well, Industry Baby.
Industry Baby, let's do
press
it.
Press play now.
Also, his talk show is pretty funny. Leading up to the album release last night.
Well, him just playing all these parts.
Yeah, he's like a good actor. This is great.
It's all the pink.
Yeah, I love it. I think he said, what did he say in another interview? He was like, maybe with Old Town Road, and then he came out or something, and people were like, oh, we really like Lil Nas X because he's gay, but he's not, you know, talking about sex in his videos, and he's like, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that, like, and then all these shirtless guys...
And he just, like, he looks so good in this video.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Like, just the hair, just the body, like...
Yeah. Like a Book of Montero.
With the poster of him.
Is it?
Like, it's him, like, that kiss they got so mad about.
Ah, oh, I love it. Oh, yeah.
You know, the Shawshank.
Does he have those butterfly earrings on, too? I love this guy watching Call Me By Your Name. And he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
That actor. Colton. Colton?
Yeah.
I love the scene. So epic. The stomping of dust.
Stomp the yard.
Yeah. I love it's all black and brown men.
Yeah.
Too, just...
On fire, they just burned it up.
It's great. They all say story by Lil Nas X, like no one else, I think. Maybe some of them have someone else, but
no,
he's like, obviously, this is his
thing. Ideas, his conceptions.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's so good. I feel like it just feels like watching a Marvel movie. It's like you can watch it so many times and find little nuggets, little connections each time. I love it. I love stuff like this. I love anything where there's like a map on your wall lining together. This connects here. These things will interact.
Cue up the video for track number 4. That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want is the newest one. Yep. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. No skips here.
No skips.
Press play now.
It's this song. It gives me a little... I don't know what artist it gives me. It's like...
But like this...
Justin Bieber or something. I don't know what it is. But
like this is not rap.
No.
Like,
no.
At all.
Alright, so we got the basketball scene. The butterflies on the helmets.
The pink. Like
the pink and blue again. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that. Pink team, blue team. He's always on the pink team.
And then him, like, playing like college football. Like, this is another toxic.
Oh my gosh. So true. Think about college in general for, like, queer people. I mean, college in general for anyone. This is a time of discovery, but the little callback, Old Town Road. This is a little Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. Not he already has a wife and kids or whatever.
And then it's like, it's not a black woman.
No.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, you use black people like all the time.
Yeah.
And then
interesting.
Not her. It's like, yeah. He's all the way like living a completely different life.
He's like, she's literally like nothing I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, having the wedding dress. I love this too. And they all disappear. Man, this is sad.
And then it ends in angst. That
Yeah, that was intense. I wasn't expecting that from that video.
Ooh. Yeah, because the song is so, it sounds so happy.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so angsty. Ugh. And then especially for him to like choose to end it that way, because it could have ended upbeat, and it did not.
Yeah.
At all.
Oof. Something about that DL guy. Just. Oh, it's too much. It's so hard to be out in the world.
Yeah.
Especially for black men. It's so hard, especially if he's a football player, to be an athlete. Too real. It's like, what if we could just live in a world where people could just be themselves? I can't even imagine it. It's like,
and I'm like, and was there,
what would that even be?
Have there been points in history when people could? Because then you start reading, oh, well, these, yeah, certain cultures had this, and you know, it was this. So it's like, it wasn't always like this.
Yeah.
Like, there have been, like, indigenous cultures. It's like, when left to yourself and you're, like, small community.
Right.
It's like, people just have more understanding.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, because then you think about it now, it's like, oh, women, you know, some churches, like, you have to wear dresses and, mm-hmm. and whatever. But I'm like, that's so specific to this time, because there are points in history where everybody, yeah, like... And still, in cultures now, where it's like, yeah, you don't call it a dress, but it is...
Robes, garb, like these long outfits.
Right.
Yeah.
So these things are not inherently female.
Right.
There are some cultures where nothing is inherently anything, so you can just live freely, and we cannot even...
Oh my gosh.
Imagine.
We cannot even imagine. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is very... But even in the U.S., it's like, men used to wear wigs...
Right, and like, makeup.
And makeup, yeah.
Yeah.
And here we are, where it's the church is coming down on. It's like, but these were the founding fathers that you, quote-unquote, respect.
Right, for everything else.
Right,
they
for everything
geniuses,
else.
Cannot exactly, question.
Exactly.
But not the fashion.
But can't support, like, a man wearing a wig
right.
today. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's all fake.
Yeah.
None of it.
Track number 5.
That
the art of realizing.
So
press play now.
Little interlude.
Which we get free skip.
Free, yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
And even this, just that, you know, it's that question, like, am I happy?
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you think anyone likes being famous? I keep coming back to this question. Like, obviously, it's nice to have attention and, like, money. But like a lot of people would like those things, but like everything that comes with it, like the constant eyes on you at all times, like his level, let's say his level of success and fame, or fame specifically.
Does anyone like that? I think if you do, you might be a psychopath. Like, I don't think we were built for it.
Right.
Like, not to this level.
This level.
Like, it's not.
Where you just walk around and everyone in the world knows your face.
Right. It's not, we're not built for that.
Right.
Like, we're just not. And so, like, there are some things, you know, in the Bible that make sense. So, like, that, you know, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Mm. Like, there's no limit on that. And when you have, we know how it affects us when people say things about us.
Right.
And we all know that we're mostly, like, tuned to the negative, right? Like, how many positive things does it take to offset one negative thing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's us in, like, a regular level of interaction, you know, the regular. I don't know. I'm like, how many relationships were we ideally built to handle at one time? 20 is a lot.
That's a lot.
So to, like, have hundreds, thousands, millions of people having opinions about you, that's, who could handle that?
Yeah.
Like, and who truly would want that? Like, I think we think we want it.
Right.
But then, for what?
Right, right. It's sold to us in this. I mean, there's definitely, it looks appealing from the outside.
Right.
In some ways, for sure. But, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, a lot of these biblical stories, I mean, also, there's that constant, like, breaking up of things that get too big or
right.
Grow too powerful right. in the Bible.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I still like that idea. It, like, just
and,
feels healthier.
Yeah. And in nature, like, yeah, the world is one thing, but, like, there's nothing in the world that is in all of the world.
Right.
Except for, like, maybe oxygen. Like, but even it's thinner, you know, in the mountains and whatever, like, there's nothing, everything is different. It's
yeah.
broken into all these different little systems. And anything that gets too big, like, if it starts taking over other things, like, that's not healthy. Like,
right. It disrupts the balance.
Right. Right. So it's like we, you know, and everybody's different, so some people can handle more
exactly.
more relationships, more interactions than others. But I just don't think anybody is built for this.
Yeah.
Like, because why would you be? Like, why would you ever need this much, right?
This yeah. much attention on you.
Yeah. Like, for what?
Right.
Like, if you need a million people to, like, feed you, to be energized, you would have died young, like.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Well, and particularly, yeah, because there's, like, our, like, if we were just here, but we've made stuff that we can literally connect with everyone all around the world with our phone.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just like this, it's a beautiful thing in a lot of ways, but it's this, like, artificial
connection.
And even
then, like, it's
to be able to see, like, a million people at once. Or,
right. And even connecting with people all over the world, you're still not connecting with the whole world. Like,
true.
Yeah, I can reach people in Japan.
Right.
But there are people in Japan who are not interested in
yeah.
me, and I'm not interested in them.
Right.
So, like, even within, like, this giant thing, like, we would all be terrified if there was one person that everybody likes. Like, that's
yeah.
that's the Antichrist, right? Like, that's
true.
That's when we get worried, if everybody
freaky
is focused on it's one person or one thing.
Right.
It's like, no, we need difference, and the more the better. Like,
right.
So, yeah, I think fame is, we think we want it, but we really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess what is the real thing we want? Like, I don't.
I mean, I feel like everyone is looking for validation, perhaps. I mean, I feel like a lot of people like, obviously, the money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, security. And luxury is nice, too, for some people. But
so is fame, like, a byproduct of capitalism?
Ugh.
Like, would we, because nobody wants to be infamous, right?
Right.
Like, people want to be famous in
famous,
a good way.
In a good way.
And that brings you stuff.
Yeah.
So, but, like, if I could have all the attention in the world or $1 million.
Yeah.
I'd take the $1 million.
Same.
Like,
yeah.
So it's not, Like, we want the attention for what we think it's going to bring us. But it's not...
For the attention
it's
itself?
It's not for the attention, right? Because that's the worry. Like, when we have people who just want to be famous for being famous, mm-hmm. like, know me for my music.
Right.
Like, validate me for that.
Right.
But, like, I don't want to just be... Just, you know, have everybody talking about me, have all that. Have to take on people's opinions for what? Like... So yeah. Like, yeah, I don't want... What do I really want? I don't want fame. I want people to like me.
Yeah.
to like my stuff.
To like my stuff.
But to pay me for it. Like...
Yeah.
It does not help me if 20 million people... Like, it doesn't help him if 20 million people love this album.
And you're still...
And nobody buys it. Like...
No dollars richer.
Right.
That's a good point. Does anyone not want the money?
Right.
That is a good question. Like, I feel like people might say they don't, but probably do.
Because what do you want it for? Unless, yes, you can want attention to put it on something else. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, look at me, and I care about this cause. But is there any cause that could not be helped with money?
Well, no. And also, that's why I think even... politician, like, I don't know, to be like president, for example, it's mm-hmm. like you don't get paid a ton, but like you still gotta have something a little bit driving you
right
to that position to seek that much attention on yourself. So it's like, even if you have the best intention,
but you also get the power.
Yeah, you get access.
Yep.
To the world.
Because
so
why would you not want to be president? Like, I don't want to be president. You don't want to be president.
Interest.
Why not?
I don't.
It comes with money.
So much,
it comes not a lot, but it's more than you're making.
True.
It comes with health insurance.
True.
It comes with fame, attention.
True.
Why don't you want it?
I don't want that responsibility. I don't want... Yeah, I mean, it's the same reason I would not be interested in fame. Just fame is like, I don't want all that attention on me. Yeah, I mean, you just have to deal with the constant criticism... But president is a lot of pressure, obviously. It's like, I'm trying to think of another example, but I just feel like maybe it's access as well. Is that in addition to the money? I don't know. This is we're so off topic, but...
And this was off of a 24-second interlude. But again,
this
like, is this all capitalism? Because... Access. Like, access to what?
Right. Because you don't have it.
Right.
Right.
So, ooh, like, is fame just a product of scarcity?
Things that will keep me up at night. Oh, probably not, actually, but things I'll think about in the morning. Because I'm not trying to be famous. Like, no. Famous.
Not famous.
Recognized would be nice, perhaps.
Who's at the level you would like to be at?
I mean, the thing is, if I know their name, they've already lost. Do you know what I mean? I kind of don't even... I don't know. Like, who's at the level? I've always liked, like, Nile Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, played with Chic, was a writer... for like Madonna and like, you know, not a super well-known name, not hugely in the spotlight, but still able to like do what he loves.
Yeah.
And make good money doing it, hopefully. So that's, but he's probably still a little too famous for me. For you?
Pretty much any, I'd say, Aarons and Flaherty, they are some Broadway composer lyricists. I think anybody kind of at that level, who the people in that sphere kind of know who you are.
Right.
But to most of the world, who?
Right.
Who's that? Like, yeah, so probably any Broadway composer, any songwriter.
Yeah.
Who is just churning out hits, but nobody knows
right
who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it's this struggle
again,
because...
I just want the money. I mean, I don't just want the money, but, like, but I want to do what I love to do, be recognized
exactly.
by, like, people I work with and who, you know, validate what I do because they want to buy it, want to use it. But I don't need to be known.
Exactly.
By everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about, yeah, that being able to do what you love. It's like, oh, people enjoy it. It's doing something for somebody. And I can, like, live a comfortable life doing right. this. Yeah. I feel like that's the goal for me, too. It's always this tension being an artist, though. Especially because I feel the same way. I feel like writers in the background, which is what Nile Rodgers is, mm-hmm. are kind of the ideal life. But I also use art as therapy for myself. So I make a lot of art that's me. Mm-hmm. That is me, and it's like is my personal work as like a recording artist or whatever, as a singer and songwriter. So,
and like, and I have to be honest, like I do like attention.
Yeah, like it's always nice.
I do, and like you know, both of us have put ourselves out there in ways where like, yeah, I am being seen.
Yeah,
and I am making this choice to use myself.
Right, exactly, like,
because I like it. And I do, there is a certain amount of attention that I do want. But yeah, so for me, it's always being honest about that and being conscious of it. And also, like, realizing it's never enough. And it's like, you'll get, oh, that's awesome. This many people listen to the podcast this week. That's great. And it's also terrible because now, every week,
yeah,
if I don't meet that,
right.
now I'm feeling bad. Whereas the week before, half of that would have been awesome.
Like, it's all a game.
Yeah.
Mental game. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to find the healthiest way for each of us to play. And I guess that's different for everyone.
Right. Well, hopefully Lil Nas or Montero has good people around him. I'm hoping. I mean, he seems to handle the stress of all of it really well. And he's like a troll mixed into everything else that he is. So, like, he knows how to deal with the internet craziness.
Yeah.
Like, but he is the internet craziness.
He is a child of the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Yeah. He can deal with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the same time, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, we know what it is to be an artist. And it's, the highs are high and the lows are low. And the lows come right after. And so I'm not in the middle of the highs.
True.
Like, you're true. Like, this is great. It's not going to last.
Yeah, that's like, true, too. Yeah.
So I think Old Town Road was good for him. He knows, I mean, you can never, it's all a new experience every time, but he definitely knows what it is to be up, and while you're up there, to be feeling low.
Right.
And to be worried, to already be thinking about, like I said, like, oh, if this did this kind of numbers, anything less than this is a failure next time.
Yeah.
Even if it's way above what you or I are doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, we'd be like, a third of that, I'll right. take it. And 4/5 of it next time would be like, oh, I failed.
Yeah.
So it's
all relative.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, hope he stays healthy. I don't even know what made me think of that. I guess whatever he said.
Cue up track number 6.
Now he's totally changed his directions with Scoop.
Scoop.
You keeping your cards? You skip your
I'm
reverse?
I'm keeping it.
All right. Scoop. I like Scoop, too.
Scoop can stop.
I really like Scoop.
I like it a lot.
Press
just,
play now.
It's just a vibe.
Fun,
yeah, it's just a vibe. I think I immediately started moving, like, when it came on. Hey. It feels a little like a quarantine song. It's giving me, like, I was home, had nothing to do, just working on my body, getting ready for, you know, going outside,
right.
trying to see somebody.
And then it's cool, too, because it's, you can like the relationship spectrum, because it's like, oh, like, I want someone to love me.
Yeah.
And then here you're like, honestly, I'm just trying to scoop.
I'm just trying to scoop. Yeah. I love that, too.
And like,
I thought that exact same, because it's like right after each other.
Yeah. And those opposites can and do exist at the same time,
oh, yeah.
a lot of times.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I want something deep and significant. But also, just right now.
You know what, today, though? I just want to scoop.
I just want to scoop. Or be scoop.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
And especially, like, if he's talking about, like, doing all this work, so, like, you're in this headspace, and you're working, mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, I just need a release. Like,
yeah.
Just a scoop.
There you go. Doja Cat. She's apparently an internet kid, too. I don't know her that well. I've heard a couple songs that I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know her.
Yeah. Like, it's fine all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, fair. This feels like it's going to be on when you go out.
Like, I can walk out to this. Like, this is...
Oh, absolutely.
Put this on to go for a walk. Like. Day trip. It's great production.
It's great. I really like Scoop.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I think it's gonna grow on me more too. I have that feeling about it. I try to, every time I listen to an album the first day or so, I try to just listen straight through and like not repeat anything. This one was testing me though. Because I want to envision it the way the artist intended. Like, when I think about making something, I'm like, it's a full experience. Mm-hmm. So I want you to listen all the way through.
Yeah.
And then you can go back. So I try to do that, too. Next one.
Cue up track number 7. One of me.
Featuring Elton John.
I'm skipping it.
Really? Skipping it. Oh, no!
I am.
Oh, no!
And I was kind of excited about it. It's like, oh, Elton John, like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And then it was just...
You know what, for that, I can totally see that. Because it's like, when you see the name Elton John on it, you're like, oh my gosh, like, what is this going to be?
Yeah.
I feel like a Disney song, I don't know.
The first time I listened to it, like, I just didn't like it. Mm. And then when I listened to it again, I was like, oh, like, it's okay, like, it's fine. But I'm skipping it.
It's fair, totally fair. I think I listened to an interview where I heard that he's playing piano on it. So maybe I was a little more prepared just for piano.
I know that's Elton John's thing.
Yeah.
But I guess just expecting, especially because it's not like super complicated piano.
No, it's nothing crazy.
Like, I could do that. I don't know. Fair. I don't know. So it was just like, I don't need it.
That's totally fair. I kind of love it, though.
Enough to reverse it?
Almost. But I won't. I won't. I will honor the skip. But I don't know. I just love it because it's like, knowing that it's Elton John is a little, like, jarring, I think, hearing it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because they're obviously two very different styles and, like, Elton John has to like fit into Lil Nas X's style, but so it's really almost like, yeah, he doesn't play a ton, and they probably just sampled like some stuff. But I don't know, it's for like a Lil Nas X song. I'm thinking more like a Lil Nas X song, mm-hmm. than like an Elton John. I'm thinking less about Elton.
Well, I mean,
it's just the sound of it.
It's Lil Nas's album, so I wasn't expecting like an Elton John.
I just like the sounds.
I mean, it's Elton John, so it's just kind of the symbolism of it. It's like, oh, like, here's this man who's been out and in music for all this time. And so it's kind of like, oh, this passing of the baton, the seal of approval.
I love
all
that.
Great things.
Yeah.
I love it. Just don't want to hear it.
Totally fair. To me, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a little, like, dreamscapey, because that's kind of my vibe anyways. I could sit there with, like, meditation tracks on, and that's, like, a jam for me. Mm-hmm. So that it feels like a mix of that into his track. So that's why I like it. But I totally understand what you're saying too.
That's
not one of me.
not one of me. Dang, for me.
Dang,
no.
That is none one of my me. That's one of my tops. I mean, I was close to reversing it. I was thinking about reversing that one, but I will respect.
Few off track number your, 7. Lost skip. In the Citadel.
Because I'm going right. to skip the next one.
And skip it.
Which saves me from having to do it.
Oh, perfect.
Great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Which was Lost in the Citadel.
The Citadel.
It's not bad. Can you actually play, like, just the snippet? Because I always forget what it is. Oh, yeah. It's fun. It feels like a California driving with your rooftop open kind of song to me.
Oh, yeah. This is why I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not... I'm like, it's not what I want to feel right now.
Yeah, it's just like a very specific vibe. I like it. Actually, and I like a lot of the things he does vocally. Look at us talking about it and listening to it. Because he does some like falsetto stuff.
Because this is another one. Very not rap.
No.
Like this is... I don't know what this is. This is...
It's fun, just...
It's fine, it's just not...
If I have to use a skip...
Right, and we have to skip.
And we have to skip. So, we can't.
Yeah,
we can't do it all.
So one of me got lost in the Citadel.
It's all happening together. All right.
Cue up track number 9. $Slime.
$Slime.
I would listen.
I'm keeping it. It's got the stallion on it.
It's got the stallion and the trumpets. I think. Is it the trumpets on this one?
And like this one,
there's still like a lot of songs.
Press play now.
This one, yeah. I think I committed to it because of the stallion.
Yes.
I didn't initially. Like I was like,
got you.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's nothing to write home about, but it's okay.
I think I liked the little animation loop that goes with this one. Do they show that on Spotify or however you were watching the videos before? Maybe not. Okay, it's okay. It's not even that serious. But I liked the little animation loop he has on YouTube.
Let's do it.
Got those trumpets. Yeah, this is bringing you back to industry baby energy. Yeah. I'm the same $Slime.
Maybe I just don't really care for songs that are just all about things.
It's like flexing on his... Yeah.
And maybe it's because prosperity gospel and being poor and just that kind of association of, oh, like I must be doing something wrong.
Oh, yeah,
not,
yeah.
You know,
I shouldn't be talking about my physical possessions.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My treasures are.
Right. But so
in
like,
heaven.
So, like, you having proof, having things, it's not proof that you're like a good person or even good at what you do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just capitalism
working
for you.
In the interview I heard, I think he was saying something about same $Slime, like meaning like he's the same guy, kind of regardless of all that stuff. But it does feel kind of like he's just talking about his things. I have a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which is fine, but like...
I'm happy for you, bro.
I don't necessarily want to hear about it, so...
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually not drawn to those types of songs either. Sure, it's my Christian upbringing. I actually remember throwing a little fit when... And I look back at myself like, what is wrong with you? When Beyonce came out with... What's that song? It's Hot Sauce in My Bag, Swag. Anyway, she's like bragging on herself. I was like, where's the humility? Like, I was kind of like, I don't really get it.
Oh.
Now I'm like,
and that was Lemonade.
Yeah.
That's so recent. No, it's not now.
Pretty.
When was that?
Not long enough ago.
15, 14, 16.
Not long enough.
16.
Yeah. This is not a good excuse.
That's funny, though, how music can, like, timestamp these things.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember where I mentally, spiritually was.
Yeah.
Yeah, based on how I reacted to some things.
Absolutely.
Or didn't hear them at the time because I don't need to listen to it to know it's bad.
Right. Bad for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So me liking Lemonade was like a sign. Like, oh, something's going on here.
Oh,
like,
that's interesting.
Like, oh.
Shift.
Yeah, like, I have shifted.
That's very interesting. I'm trying to think if I have a musical moment like that. Actually, that was very early musically, but that's just because I wasn't allowed to listen to anything other than, like, gospel or contemporary Christian music growing up. So then when I got to college, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much other music.
So much
music that's good music. I don't want to listen to anything Christian.
It's like, no wonder they only let us listen to this.
Yeah.
They knew if we listened to other stuff, we wouldn't want to listen to this anymore.
But there was just so much. Like, I remember finding, I think NDRE was probably the first moment I was like, oh my gosh, people sing like this. And then I had to go into the whole, like, neo soul thing, and it was like D'Angelo, and of course D'Angelo's songs are like very sexual, but like, I do not even care. I just want to hear this voice. It's just, yeah, I think that just broke the barrier.
How is it as a gay man, mm-hmm, to have like love songs written by a man for other men? Like,
yeah,
does it make a difference? Does it register different? Like, is it like, oh, like, I can to just sing this without changing pronouns or without, like, having to?
Yeah, it definitely does, like, hit, and you're like, oh my gosh, he's saying he, like, you, like, I notice it every time. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this makes me, like, kind of happy. Oddly enough, I don't change lyrics. Well, I definitely don't change, like, yeah. I probably have had too many years of conditioning and, like, even singing a song a woman wrote and changing it to a girl, mm-hmm, you know, for like, a guy singing it to a girl. I did that for a lot of years. So I never switched it over, mm-hmm, I don't think. I never switched back to just singing it normally, mm-hmm, about a guy. But it's really refreshing. Like, every time he I definitely notice it, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Throughout, yeah. And there are a few artists out that are just guys singing about guys or girls singing about girls or singing about whoever, and it's like,
I mean, I feel like girls singing about girls, I mean, girls doing anything to girls,
true,
is always way more allowed.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I kiss the girl and I like, sort of, ooh, like the titillation,
yeah,
of,
right,
it.
Right, right.
But like,
not the same.
Men can't do that.
Right.
Like, it's going to be an issue. It's like, wait, what would you say?
Yeah.
Who is this to?
And then there's always the black man layer.
Yeah.
On this one. And then there's always, like, the black man in hip hop world layer on top of that too for Lil Nas X. Yeah, it's really refreshing. It's one of those things I pick up on. It's probably, I imagine, for a lot of gay men, like, it's just a moment you kind of remember. Like Frank Ocean, mm-hmm, for example, like his album when he had like that one line in the one song that was about you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know, you just kind of tuck it away. You're like, oh, it's just nice. It's just nice that exists.
Yeah.
Someone said it. Yeah.
Man, it's just the things we just get to take for granted.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel that way about, like, I mean, this is my experience as a gay man. Yeah, same with, like, television shows and movies. You know, it's becoming more common, but it's still, you still put it in your pocket, like, I'm like, oh, that's just really nice. They had a gay couple. Cool.
Yeah. So we said movies. Like, I thought back to, like, when Frozen first came out.
Mm.
And people were talking about, oh, like Elsa, she should be a lesbian. Like, and I remember, so that's one of the things. I mean, I don't know what year that was, but me thinking at that time, being affirming, like, whatever, but also being like, why?
Yeah.
Like, who needs that? Like, why?
Yeah.
And then now to be like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We do need that, because, yes, people need to see themselves. Like, it just, yeah, that's the big fear. We can't normalize this, that we have to normalize it, because it is normal. So, yeah, so that's for me. That's art telling on me, where I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember thinking that. Huh.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And for people who don't have, you know, who are queer and don't have queer people in their circles, that's potentially one of the few places they'll see a queer person.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it matters how it's done, too. And, like, Lil Nas X is so great. He's just so open. I don't know. I feel like he's just himself, and it's so genuine. And, you know, it can be done poorly in movies, too. Like, feel forced, or, like why did you guys need to do... Like, you just did it in a way that didn't... It's not authentic.
Right.
But it does... It does matter, for sure. Yeah, I still feel like, I mean, media, TV, movies, you know, Broadway, music, that is the vehicle for so much change to happen. Like, it's just the fastest way. Yes, it just, I mean, there are just so many people who are just never going to meet a queer person. So the only way they're going to see...
They're never going
to meet an out queer person. And they probably know multiple queer people. Mm-hmm. But if you never meet an out queer person, it's hard to know much. You can't talk to anyone about it. So you're going to look to some other art.
Art is a time machine, I'm telling you.
It is. It definitely, absolutely is.
How we got there from that song.
I don't know how we get anywhere. No. Not dollar sign slime.
What? Cue up track number 10. Tales of Dominica.
Dominica?
How many skips do we have left?
We have one each.
Okay. I'm going to save mine.
Hi.
Because I know what I want to skip.
I love this song. This might be...
Great.
This might be my favorite.
Great. I actually really like it, too.
It is... perfect amount of angst.
Oh.
I love sadness.
Yeah.
Gets me there.
I was going to say, do you think this is the most sad song? Or vulnerable or something? Maybe not. Maybe there are different ways.
It's like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
sad,
this three piece.
The sad block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but this one, all the feels.
Yeah.
It can stay forever.
Press play now.
I love this guitar. Is that a recurring instrument too? Like, kind of this classical guitar? I don't know. It feels like Montero. Maybe. Like,
yeah, well, I'm like, do we hear it, or we just see it? No, we don't.
Maybe we just see it.
No. But it's...
Yeah. But I like that he's drawn to that. He sounds really good, too.
Yeah. And it's like full, but it's like this sparse kind of production. Like,
definitely. Yeah.
So just all the room for my feelings.
Yeah. No, it really... It leaves you feeling a little... Empty and
heart
pounding-y. Yeah. Also, like, I'm on a horse.
Old Town Road?
Yeah, this, he's got the little Western vibes.
And this is like, I don't know, just that idea of just kind of like that middle ground where, like, stuff has gone well. But the stuff you're working on, nobody knows about it. Nobody cares about it. And like just that darkness where you're just like, who's right about me?
Yeah.
Like I know what I try to think and believe about myself, but I don't know.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, and I'm not sure where in the timeline he wrote this. I'm kind of curious.
Right.
Because it could either be sort of like, oof, it's like right before the come up, you know, it's time. Yeah. It's kind of like the hardest, I was about to give up on everything kind of thing, maybe. Yeah. Or it could have been violin, in the middle of, yes. Oh yeah, the strings. Oof. Is that a repeat? No, a reverse? No, no.
Maybe when we get to the end, we'll see what happens. Okay, okay. I might go back to that, but that one, ooh.
Nice. That one's good. Now that I heard it again, too, I'm like, ooh, what's that?
So that's haunting. Really, I was like, yes, it's empty, but yeah. It's not. It's me. I'm empty.
That's how it's making us feel, yeah. Yeah.
Cue up the video for track number 11, Sun Goes Down.
Ready for Sun Goes Down.
I don't remember it, to be honest. Can you play
no,
a little snippet?
No, you do remember this. This is the,
I do?
The video.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know what? That happens every time, too. Every time I hear the song, I was listening to it today, and I was like, what is the name of this song? And then I look at my...
It's the Taco Bell song.
Yeah, it's every time. I don't know why. Something about the title doesn't really go with the video or something. I can't... I need a way to remember it. I don't know why.
I'm like, I can't help you because he says
it right
in the song.
It's like the chorus, right? Like the main.
He's like, you should have called it prom or Taco Bell or.
But he literally says, "Sun Goes Down." Okay, yeah, we can play it.
Press play now.
I like this video. Yes, Water Tribe, Waterbender Man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and then it's like, okay, what are the earrings? Because we saw like the butterfly earrings, and
yeah.
Here it's the cross.
It's the cross. I've seen the cross somewhere else too. I think it's in the skit, maybe.
And this, like, just this whole concept of him,
yeah.
Like, washing himself. And, like, he knows what that kid doesn't know. Like,
oh, my gosh. Oh. Did he actually work at a Taco Bell? Do you know?
Yeah.
Did. I think these are the cross earrings in the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. It's like he's... the bigger version. Oh my gosh. I feel like it's... Maybe it's just because I am who I am, but I'm like... I feel like it's so hard to be a kid. And like... I don't know. I had such a hard time expressing myself, so I really relate to this.
Yeah.
And this can apply to so many things, but...
But then, you know, we've had this conversation before about like... Are we the way we were because we were, like, raised to be that way? Like, had
right.
we been given the freedom
right.
to express ourselves
yeah.
freely?
Would we have?
Would we, you know?
Yeah.
Would we have? Yeah.
And would we have been, like, smashing so much? I personally feel like I had to smash a lot of myself inside. It's kind of painful.
Like, all of myself. Like
yeah. Wonder what these earrings are. I like that one.
Oof. And more art as a time machine.
Yeah.
Like, taking you back.
Oof. I feel like, really succinct, again. His songs are like radio edits, I guess. 3 minutes.
Tops, like.
Yeah, like there's maybe one or two that's over that.
Cue up track number 12.
Boom. Now this one, actually, to be honest, the next three I might need to hear like real quick before we decide anything.
Press play now.
So no, I think I like this
one. You like this one? Okay. So we'll listen. This is Void.
Yeah, I like this one. Yeah, this is the sadness trifecta.
Yes. sadness corner.
It's the three-peat. The
Waterworks way.
It's the Crybaby trilogy.
Yeah. Oh, I do like this one.
Yeah.
It's giving me Frank Ocean vibes, actually.
Yeah. So we're going to have to go back and then count. It also gives me Coldplay in here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go back and like count how many rap, how many not rap.
Ooh.
Because what is this album?
I feel like there's so few actual rap.
Yeah. This is Coldplay, like.
Yeah. There are little hints of this that I'm like, bro, I want to hear you do more of this stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like his voice has a lot of potential to expand too. He also, he has like a pretty big range vocally.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of intrigued.
An idea. Every win gives you more room to lose.
I know. Right? Yeah, that line hit me too. This is a sign of a good album because, I mean, we're sitting here listening to everything. And as soon as we're done, I want to, like, when I ride home, I'm going to listen to everything again. Like, I want to keep listening.
Yeah. This is.
This part.
So much. This is Coldplay. Like, this is.
Very much so.
Just that wall of sound, just that.
I hear it. Two of the guys he works with, they're writers or producers. Must have been like engineers, producers. They were like, yeah, he kind of came into the studio. The first song we worked on him with, or worked on with him, he kind of just sat there for a while and like didn't say much. And then he had all these thoughts like, change this, switch this up. And it was like, brilliant. So like, he kind of just has a, like this intuitive thing
mm-hmm.
when he comes in the studio. So he just seems like such a nice surprise.
Yeah. And then he's out here. I'm like, this kid, he's a legit triple threat.
Yeah. Like, honestly.
He's singing, dancing, and acting.
And like acting like he's a good actor, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that song is one of, what? Is it the longest track on here? And, like, does not feel
I
like it.
I think so.
At all.
Yeah, everything is, like, 3 minutes done. 2 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then, I'll be honest, for me, the album could end there.
Okay.
I do not care about it.
That's fair. So maybe, because we each have one skip left, I don't know if you want to skip the next one, don't want it. I would skip Life After Salem. I've been eyeing that one since the beginning. But no, that's just...
Yeah, Life After Salem, fine, dead it.
And again, it's like a very, like the whole album is solid, so it's just...
It's not, none of them are bad.
Exactly. Like, it's like, choosing like the best, the worst of the
I
best.
I need to listen to a little bit of... So yeah, I'll skip Don't Want It.
Okay.
You'll skip Life of Salem, and okay.
We'll do
Am I Dreaming?
Am I Dreaming?
Am I Dreaming?
Kind of a good full circle bookend. He started with Billy Ray Cyrus. Now. And then we got Miley Cyrus.
That's right.
On here.
That's like, right. I didn't think about
out
that.
This, yeah. And, those... you know, like you said, when you put a album together, like you have these reasons. So I'm like, yeah, we should hear what he wanted, you know.
At least at the end.
To finish us out with, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's got this classical guitar thing again, or...
He's back, yeah.
Whatever instrument that is. If it's just a regular guitar, I don't know.
And that, like, I feel like that... It's reminding me of something else.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, I feel like I've heard this in one of his songs. Or is he... Maybe did he use this for some of, like, his clips?
Maybe. I think he did
use it on his Instagram. He's really good at just, like, priming us.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
That would be cool if it is somewhere else, too.
Yeah.
Like a theme. Oh, yeah. A callback. It's a nice mix of features.
Yeah.
That was the other idea I had about Fame, and maybe they're just linked together, but that idea that he's saying never forget me, some people are really attached to that idea. I need to live on, and so I have to do something big enough that will live on.
I think that
100%
applies to me.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. Like, I'm like, no, I want to leave something behind. Like, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I would feel less, like, driven by it if I had lived more of my life.
Mm.
Like, it just feels like, oh, so much time was taken from me. I'm owed it. Like, I want it on the back end.
Where's my reparations?
Right, right. Like, I just want it to be, no, like, I was here.
It is a nice idea, for sure. Just leaving something. I mean, we get such limited time. So it's like, you like it to be meaningful. For
yeah.
sure. Well, that's what I love about art. Once you make it, it's there for all time if you share it.
Is it for all time, though? Because, like, I think about it. And I'm like, what's the time clock? I mean, Mozart and Beethoven. We know a song or two of theirs.
I mean, personally, I'm not like a classical...
Right. Most people aren't at this point.
Person myself.
But in their time, those were the bops, right? Like, those were the hits.
So you're saying, like, it phases out over time to the point where there's so few people listening. That's possible. I think I agree that over time, the further out you get, the more phased out a certain generation of whatever will be phased. Yeah, well, we'll be phased out, but also, I feel like everything comes back, so it's like...
I mean, because we talked about it a little bit when I was finding Track Train and all these beats,
yeah,
platforms, and just being amazed at how many people are making beats.
Right.
And how nobody is, like, accidentally making the exact same sound as somebody else.
Right, which is like, crazy.
The range of
true
music is unbelievable.
Right.
But do we have 5,000 years worth of music, and then at some point we have just forgotten what was there, and then it comes back around, and like the people 5,000 years from now are like, oh my gosh, this is brand new,
right? But like and they forget the original.
But from heaven we're like, what,
hold up, we did that. Yeah.
Or are we infinite in that way?
Well, I don't know, these are good questions, and it's like storage and record keeping, and I think there are crazy systems coming into place. I mean, like, blockchain technology is supposed to be able to house all sorts of data, like, you know, artists and writers and producers and all that kind of thing. So maybe with that technology, it will carry on more information into a further point in the future. I don't know. But then maybe once that's antiquated,
right,
it'll phase out. Anyways, I don't really know. Yeah, it's a right. Good question.
And then good another question I was thinking, listening to this, and, you know, I don't know, like, I was thinking about, like, hip-hop, mm-hmm, and you're like, oh, that's the most popular genre. And it's not ours anymore.
Yeah.
And with everything, like, it's happened, with country music, with rock and roll, with jazz, like, all these
everything,
things.
Yeah.
We started, then it gets taken away. So what's next? Where are we headed? Like, what are we about to do? What are we doing? What are we about to do?
I feel like it's so blended. I feel like we're in, like, a very blended point in a lot of R&B pop, I guess, too. In terms of, it doesn't feel like it's, like, taken away. But, yeah, I guess that's a good question. I don't know. I'm hoping nothing else does. Like, everyone remembers, like, the history and the greats, and I feel like that's what it's largely about, too. It's like, you stop trying to erase the greats in this genre, mm-hmm, and pretend like it's you. Like, you have to show respect for the people who came before you here, the people who did this, the people who started this.
Right.
I feel like it's about that. And if that's happening, you know, I feel like there can be respected artists of, like, any race, any genre, but if you're showing the proper respect, you know, that respect will be given back. I feel like it's when someone comes in and is, like, not showing that and not acknowledging that whatever sound they have came from, like, you didn't start this sound.
Right.
So, again, I'm hoping that with enough information sharing, with more information sharing, that stops happening. I feel like people are really good at calling it out now, at the very least. And, you know, just calling out when someone claims something as their own, like some sort of appropriation of any kind. And, like, that kind of stops individuals in their tracks, so it doesn't become, like, a thing that, like, continues. I hope. But I feel like there's, like, a lot more, yeah, like, crossing of barriers. I mean, just like soul music in general. And then there's all kinds of just genre crossing nowadays too, so it's like, what is anything? And to that point, this album is very like,
what is this album?
Yeah, which is great. I love that kind of stuff. I feel like it kind of leaves them open to collaborate with whoever, and with, like, pretty much anyone I could see making sense collaborating with him. Like, he's got such a wide range already of collaborators and styles and instrumentation. Yeah, it's just great. It's really great. I want the Montero TV show. I want the series, the film series. Like, I just want all of it. I'm all about this immersive world stuff. I think it's so fun. I don't know how he's doing all of it, but he's got a team. I'm hoping he's... Like, at this level of fame, I just assume he has money. I'm just hoping, like, all of that is being handled well, too. Because, yeah. You know, he's so young. He's 22. You know, I hope he's not, like, signing stuff that's getting him, gonna screw him over in the future. Yeah. And he's got people around him looking out for him in that way. So that he can, like, stay around and stay, you know, in good mental health and supported.
Yeah. Music business.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will chew you up and spit you out.
It'll get you.
So, yeah. But this is, it's so good. I'm so excited to keep listening and watching for more videos. Hopefully he comes out with more videos.
Yeah, or, you know what? He has done a lot, and he has been busy.
He's been busy.
So, like, if he just wants to jet off and just rest in this, that, too, is a valid option.
True. Yeah, he deserves a break, too.
What do you do the day after this?
The day after.
Not even the day after.
It's the day of. This is the day.
Yeah.
This is the day. This is release day. I imagine he's probably doing, like, interviews and promo. Crazy promo. He probably can't rest. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully he's just enjoying it being out in the world. Maybe a tour.
Maybe.
I wouldn't go till, well. But, no, a lot of artists are back to touring, so.
Too soon.
I know. I can do, like, the small shows, but I don't know, the big stadium ones. That's, there are probably enough precautions now. With vaccinations and, you know,
I'm just, stuff like that. It was never my favorite thing anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's like, why are we rushing back to all this?
Yeah. Crowds and lines. Yeah. Same. Not my thing either.
Yeah. But that is Montero.
Montero. All right. I'm going to go home and listen again. What's your...
Well, it's two. Top three.
Top three. That's a thing, right? Top three.
It's top three in no particular order. Tales of Dominica.
Yeah. Obviously. Clearly.
Industry Baby. Has got to stay. And I'm going to have to pick another new one. I'm going to go with Scoop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good choices.
And you, sir?
I mean, I'm going to try to go with new ones also.
Yeah, so two new, one old.
Okay, so Industry Baby. Same. I'm going to go with One of Me. I really like it. I'm sure I'm going to change my mind soon, but it's...
There's no shame in that.
It's like, very my vibe. I like it. And then probably Scoop. I really like Scoop.
So based on that, our top two tracks.
Yeah.
Are Industry Baby. And Scoop.
Yep.
All right. I'm not mad at that.
Not mad.
And again, none of these are bad tracks.
Yeah.
The rules were, like, we had to skip
two
things. So One of Me just got caught up in that crowd.
Yep.
But it's a good album. It's a solid album.
And the more I listen, you know what's always interesting about art too is, like, if I listen to an interview and I learn one thing about a song, like one detail about how you produced it, it's like, oh yeah, we sampled like the zipper on my backpack and actually that's the beat of the song or something. Mm-hmm. I'll probably learn something like that and go back and be obsessed with some of these other songs. But
yeah, and rightfully so. I don't know if people who aren't musicians, who don't do this, realize how many hours
go
into a minute of something.
Yeah. How many people, how many hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for something as polished as this, like...
And for him, you know, with his videos, to be playing all the parts.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you would think, oh, he's doing it all. That makes it so much longer to shoot.
It's so hard.
You don't get to do... one take of that scene with three people in it.
Yeah.
You gotta do that scene three times.
That's true.
So much work.
Yeah, I'm so happy for him.
Good job, Montero.
Lil Nas X killed it.
I am an EXPANGELICA. And I myself.